This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Well, you brought this up as we're getting ready for the show.
Let me ask you this.
Okay.
And we brought this up last week or whatever, but the Aaron Rodgers chugging thing.
Chuggate,
where he was terrible, right?
Yes.
And then there was Matthew Stafford in a bar chugging tremendously. And apparently Mitch Trubisky, the Bears quarterback, did the same thing. Kind of became a chug challenge, right?
So even Adam Schefter jumping into it on SportsCenter earlier
Orlovsky,
today.
Right? Yeah. It's become kind of a fun thing. All right. It's part of a club, apparently. And like NFL quarterbacks, don't you think that's kind of like there's like somewhat camaraderie, a very elite club if you're an NFL quarterback. They all kind of, Stafford and Matt Ryan hang out together. They all look out for each other, okay? Yet another example of Aaron Rodgers being too good for the club.
He strikes you as a guy that drinks wine and watches sports, doesn't he?
Yes!
Yeah, he does, yeah.
So everybody had fun with the chugging thing, and of course they made fun of Aaron Rodgers for not being able to do it, courtside at the Bucks game. And listen, I'm not going overboard on this. I watched the video. Aaron Rodgers is being funny, but he's also, why would you go to this smug level as a joke back? They asked him about the chugging thing, and he said something about, well, if you want to go scotch, I feel pretty good about it. As far as those other guys, for some of them, there's finally a talent where they can say they're better than me yet.
Why is he Thurston Howell the Third? I don't understand.
Okay, but he started with the Scots line, so he was already headed down that road. And I know it's no big deal, and he's probably just jibbing and jabbing, but it seems like a lot of people don't like Aaron Rodgers. Isn't even his family doesn't like him?
Well, yeah, he has issues apparently with his parents. Is it his parents? No, it's his brother.
His brother,
Jordan Rodgers, yeah, who was on The Bachelorette.
Complained about him, right?
Yep.
Lots of that has gone on. So he comes back with, for some of them, there's finally a talent where they can say they're better than me yet.
Okay, so what are you saying? Do you think that irks some Lions fans? Do you think that irks Matthew Stafford?
Listen, you don't have to be a Stafford fan or a Mitch Trubisky fan or whatever, but that's clearly who he's taking a shot at.
Yeah.
I think it's a lame-ass move from this standpoint. Really? You're going to pick on Stafford and Trubisky, who haven't won anything? No one has ever, they've never said they're better than you at something. Like, if it was Tom Brady, would he have said, he already does that better than me? You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, you can't say that because Brady's the GOAT. Yeah.
It's a cheap target. So do you, as a Lions fan or a Stafford fan, does that make you dislike Aaron Rodgers even more?
The thing is, though, and the phone number is 248-539-9797, they targeted him first. They knew that when that video was posted on Stafford's wife's Instagram account or whatever, They knew that it was going to make Aaron Rodgers look bad, just like Mitch Trubisky. They knew it was going to make Aaron Rodgers look bad.
But it wasn't
fun. I think that Aaron Rodgers
was tweaking him. They didn't say like, "See, we're a better than you at some things, including Barrett chugging." He had to turn it into kind of a football competition.
See, but that's what you do amongst friends. It's like you know, when I go golfing with my buddies. You know, I'm in a big group chat with my golfing buddies and all
buddies?
That. Yeah. Well, I pay them quite a bit to be my friend. But we send each other messages, and you see some, I don't know, you see a guy that chili dips a chip into the water or something, and they'll send it and go, "Oh, bogey, that's totally bogey." That's what you do. You make fun of each other because you're not very good at things. It's all in sarcastic fun.
And it's certainly, having watched the video, he's being playful and everything else. Isn't that one of those jabs that if you're Stafford or Trubisky, it hits just a little bit too close to more Stafford than Trubisky because he's only been in the league a couple
of
years.
Then let me ask you this. Hmm. Well, yeah, Trubisky's really an easy target.
I know.
I mean, he hasn't really
done much.
And his team is carrying him. But, what was he supposed to say? Like, media scrum, he's going to be asked about it. So, Aaron, did you see the social media uproar about it? What'd you think? What do you think about Stafford and Trubisky responding?
He can definitely take a shot back and have fun, or you can just try to change your persona a little bit and be very humble and said, "Hey, they got me there. I don't know. I can't." He already said the joke. "I'll do scotch. Give me scotch and I'll do there. That's enough." You don't have to take it a step.
I think he was still having fun.
It's a small fraternity, NFL quarterbacks. And I'm sure he's still having fun. I'm not making a big deal out of this.
No, I want to. You're going to write a column about this, aren't you?
Just shred it. The next time the Packers play the Lions, it's going to be Guzzlegate. Going to go at him. Yep. We'll get the entire Ford's Field crowd to guzzle a beer at the same time.
You'll be in the locker room before the game's even over, like standing by Rodgers' locker. Like, "Oh, is he coming? Is he going to walk in here? I got to ask him.
What do you think of the beer chugging?" Yeah, listen, I don't think it's a huge deal, but I think this is a little glimmer of why people perceive Aaron Rodgers the way they do.
Okay, I understand that. And again, the phone number is 248-539-9797. I want to get to that in a second, but this leads to a bigger discussion. You know what? We'll get to that at 6:32. Let's go to the phones, okay? Mm-hmm. Sean and Ypsilanti, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Sean?
Hey, what's going on?
Hello, Sean.
You got it all wrong, Wojo. You got it all wrong, man. Aaron Rodgers, he was doing it. It was kind of like a teammate thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Those two guys are going at it. And then Matthew Stafford, of course, he can't do nothing else better than Aaron Rodgers. So he's got to put a video up showing that he can chug. Truthfully, I don't even think that Aaron Rodgers was trying. I think he was just trying to throw a little dap at his teammate. Truthfully.
Okay, but... why? So it was even, right? Basically, he took a jab. Why did it have to be about Stafford isn't as good at him at anything else? I mean, I know it's a joke, but don't you think that's a little bit more than just a playful jab?
Because Stafford kind of got in between him and his teammates thing. Stafford had no business posting that, truthfully.
Okay. That was all in fun, though.
But you know what? Everybody...
It's all in fun, but when it first aired, I was like, "Look at Stafford! Like Stafford can't do anything else, but he's gonna post this. Like for real, he's gonna. Oh, Aaron Rodgers can't down a beer, but look at me, I can down one."
Okay, wait a minute. If I'm going too far the other way, fair argument. You're going too far this way. That Stafford. I'm gonna show Rodgers. No, it was all in fun.
It was just funny, yeah.
And it was all over social media. The Aaron Rodgers thing was like on the Sports Center. So he was getting mocked from all directions. I guess Stafford was just the one that did it the cleverest, don't you think?
I think that was very sly. Just
yes.
A little, you know, hey, showing a video of the game that clearly they were watching, and then you pan over and there's Stafford guzzling it down. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I agree.
See, here's one perfectly. Aaron, ticket text. Aaron Rodgers is a tool bag. He doesn't talk to his family. He takes jabs at people. He obviously has low self-esteem, which doesn't make sense because he's an excellent quarterback.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.